Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brand, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Yeah, fired up Sharks coach Shane Flanagan said he regrets storming out of a media conference yesterday, but fears some people are refusing to allow his club to move on from the Asada doping scandal. Let's go to that press conference where he did walk out yesterday.
We're talking about season 2015 now. We've gone through, you know, paper after paper, comment after comment. We're concentrating on season 2015.
When will you answer those questions, Shane?
What questions?
About last year, about your ban, about what happened here?
Mate, we've gone through that numerous times. We're here talking today about season 2015, the return of the players, and that's what I'm here to talk about.
You haven't answered those questions, though, Shane.
What questions?
Are you sorry for allowing your players to be injected with illegal substances?
Excuse me, look, I've gone through this all before. I'm not going to go over it again.
That was Liam Cox from Channel 10.
Yes.
We'll go to him in a moment because he was on the Rush Hour yesterday. Matty, your thoughts?
Look, firstly, I'll just say this. Shane Flanagan was found guilty of gross misconduct by the NRL. Now, he must know that when he's going to arrive back at training for the first or second training session, eventually he's going to be asked some tough questions. Now, Shane Flanagan maintains, I've got to say, all the way along, that he knew nothing of players being ejected. He's guilty of ignorance, you would suggest. So if I'm Shane Flanagan and I want this to end, I'm calling an open press conference where I will answer any question. Any journo can turn up, you can ask any question. It goes for an hour if it has to, on the proviso that at the end of the press conference, it's over.
That's it.
From that point of view, I've bought myself the right to say, let's move on, if I get asked again. Now, unless Shane Flanagan does this or something similar to this, it's going to continue to bubble along whether he likes it or not, because ex-players like Matthew Wright, who were at the Sharks but now at the Cowboys, continue to come out and say they feel let down by the club. Now, if Shane Flanagan is innocent and guilty purely of ignorance, an open press conference should hold absolutely no fears for him. And yesterday, he let himself down and he let the club and the players down, because when a journalist asks a question like that, they're not really expecting an answer, but they're hoping for a reaction. And he gave it to him.
Certainly did. Liam Cox yesterday was on the Rush Hour and, he was pretty strong. Have a listen.
Shane returned and spoke to the media last week on Ben Barber's first day back, and everyone was under strict instructions not to speak about Asada, and everyone towed the line. That wasn't the case today, and to be honest, I wouldn't have cared whether it was or not. Shane Flanagan, who does he think he is? He's just come back from a 12-month ban after his players were injected with illegal substances, and he thinks that he can just ride back in and coach this team and not answer a question about it. Who does he think he is? Well, I want to know if he's sorry, because I don't think that Shane is sorry, and I want to know whether he oversaw players being injected, and he hasn't answered any questions from the media since he was banned. Should he not be accountable for his actions? The NRL found Shane Flanagan guilty of gross misconduct. Let's remember that. He's not an innocent man. Why should he not be open to questioning? We need some honest answers from Shane. He needs to be a man. He needs to front up, and he needs to answer some questions.
Not much more to add to what Matty said at the start of this break. I think that he did let himself down yesterday, Shane Flanagan. He should have stood there, faced the music, and there's two really important questions that he needs to answer. Is one, the players who had these adverse reactions to the injections that they were told to get by the club, what answers have you got for them and their parents who are outraged? Secondly, did Flanagan know that the substances being injected were illegal, or like the players weren't quite sure? We want to know that. That's the two questions we want to know. And if he said yesterday, you know what, I brought this bloke in, he said that these injections were going to make our performance better, I didn't know they were illegal. But say it. Tell us.
MG, that's the thing. There's still questions to be answered because people are unsure. And if he'd have said that yesterday to say, look, mate, I tell you what I am, I'm sorry for this to happen. And like he's maintained. And If he is guilty of purely ignorance, people can forgive that. If he says, look, I was ignorant, I took my eye off the ball, for that I'm really sorry, and I did let players down, but it'll never happen again on my watch.
Yep.
It's over.
There you go.
Someone who feels very strongly about this is Paul Kent.
Yep.
And we're going to talk to him in a moment.
Before we go to PK, there's one good bit of news for the Sharkies. Lyle Gorman, who was the boss of the Wanderers, new appointment.
New CEO?
Yes.
Paul Kent's next on the Grill Team at 7:30.
Now, guys, we're talking about Shane Flanagan yesterday, the Sharks coach, and just when you thought the Asada investigation, well, it is over, but it continues to bubble along, because yesterday he was asked a few questions, Shane Flanagan, and he turned on his heel and he left after blowing up. And it just, look, we're of the feeling here. It just, It just adds fuel to it again. It almost just starts. Well, it just continues to bubble along.
No,
put it
full,
that way.
No,
he didn't
stop.
Put it to bed. And we're going to talk to Paul Kent now from Sunday Triple M NRL. And Kenty, you've had a lot to say on this issue in the past. Were you surprised by Shane Flanagan's reaction yesterday?
Well, I was very surprised, Matty. Look, who would have seen that coming? A question about Asada to Shane Flanagan on his first day back at work.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you think he wasn't prepared for that, Kenty?
Because I think that they're just a... Look, I'm trying to be kind here. I think they're a very dysfunctional club and they're a very backward club in many ways. He should have really been prepared for everything that came to him yesterday about Asada, particularly, and this is important for people out there, particularly when Matthew Wright, the former Cronulla player, was in the paper that morning saying how disappointed he was personally in Shane Flanagan and also in the Cronulla club. And that's why it's relevant and that's why it was newsworthy to ask Shane Flanagan that question, because Matthew Wright was in the paper that morning saying that he felt Shane Flanagan let him down.
Yeah.
And I think what's really important to understand here is Shane Flanagan keeps saying, I've answered these questions. Well, he has and he hasn't. He has answered questions to what I would term friendly media. He hasn't answered these types of questions in what I would say is an open forum where questions can come in from anywhere, from anybody. And I think that's what Cronulla really need to do. If Cronulla want to put the line in the sand and say we're moving on, there are still too many unanswered questions in many people's minds that need to be asked before they can move on. Because as Matthew Wright, why is Matthew Wright still upset all these months later?
Exactly, Kenty. So the thing about it is, Kenty, he was found guilty of gross misconduct by the NRL. Now, he maintains he's guilty of ignorance, taking his eye off the ball a little bit, and this going on behind his back. Now, if that is the case, open forum should have no fears for Shane Flanagan.
Exactly, Matt. But you know what? They're run and hide the whole way through here, Cronulla, and I think it's really unprofessional the way the club is acting. They should have really schooled Shane Flanagan on these are the sorts of questions that are going to could come your way today. More than likely will. Matthew Wright's in the paper this morning talking about this. He was happy to say Shane Flanagan, I'm disappointed in Matthew saying that, but he's not prepared to say any more. He's not prepared to offer an explanation as to why Matthew Wright might say that.
Yeah.
And that's why this whole way through, Cronulla has been a club in denial. Shane Flanagan's been a coach in denial. I know the NRL, they sat down and they interviewed him three times before they allowed him back. And the NRL, it was quite an interesting process because when the NRL first suspended him, they gave him a 12-month suspension, 3-month suspended, so it was going to be working out 9 months. Part of that was that Shane Flanagan had to go away and do a course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was quite defiant. He wasn't going to do that. And I actually wrote the story saying that, well, if he doesn't do this, it's not a finite suspension. There's no guarantee that after 12 months it runs out and he's allowed back where he's done the course or not. He then still has to get permission from the NRL to come back. At that point, Shane Flanagan's attitude changed. He did the course. He came back. He was interviewed by the NRL. They weren't happy with his attitude. So that's why at the end of the 9 months, he wasn't allowed straight back to Cronulla.
Okay.
So he had to go away and fix his attitude a little bit and come back. And he had to actually come back and act quite contrite and remorseful about his role in this. And when the NRL saw that, that's when they finally cleared him and allowed him back. But you've got to ask, was it all an act?
Mm. PK, crystal ball time, mate. I've actually picked... Don't know how, but I think the Sharks will have a big year. And
you
maybe,
picked them in the top four.
Yeah, I think they might make the top four with all their players back. What about yourself? What about yourself? Where will the Sharks be in 6 months' time?
I think they'll still be in this hole that they're in, MG. They're a club that still hasn't got over this and it's still dirty in the world that they've been caught. And until they can actually... some of the players are trying to get past it. Paul Gallen, I think, is really trying to get past it.
Yeah, they need closure, don't they?
They need closure, but you don't get closure while Eddie has still got skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, they've still got fires to burn. They need to fireproof themselves by getting it out there and just saying, you know what? I tell you what, I'd like to challenge the Cronulla players to this. Why don't they make the infraction notices issued by ASADA public.
Public notice. Mm. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because they tell us that the infraction notices, which are all identical, which raises suspicions in my part, to be honest, but anyway, they're all identical, and they all say that it quite clearly states that the players had no role, had no indication that they knew what was going on, no knowledge of what was going on. So make it public. Let us all see. That's the whole issue with this.
Well, there's closure.
It's all being fought behind closed doors. So as a rugby league public, we're not very trustful anymore because there's always so many cover-ups.
Yep.
And we suspect this might be another one of them. So make all your evidence public. Let us see it. Let us make up our own mind and say, you know what? They did nothing wrong, these poor guys. It's time we turn our suspicion into sympathy.
Kenny, thank you so much, mate. Sunday, Triple M, NRL, and of course, The Telegraph. We appreciate your time, mate.